It's episode 245, and we've got plugins for loading external media, automatic discounts on next orders, WooCommerce product feeds, site notifications, security and site maintenance, and domain monitoring. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great wet coast of British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny southern shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And a great, wonderful, wet, rainy day it is here today. Felt like a wet rat today when I was out on my marathon training run. All right, so we've got the usual great show for you here today with a couple of things right off the top. Don't forget, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher Radio, giving us that thumbs up button or leaving us a review there. And especially in the iTunes store, leaving us a review there, helping us get those rankings back up again.
Yeah, the iTunes store is heated up in terms of podcasts for the WordPress category, and we've kind of fallen off the ranks a little bit. Lately got a little bit of a foothold because of a couple really nice reviews that we're going to feature here later in the show, and we really do really need your support there. So if you have not yet left us a review, and I know that's a majority of the audience based on the numbers that I see, please head on over to iTunes and do so, because we really need the help in terms of growing the audience, building the support base and the community, all of that. And all it takes is just one time in the iTunes store. So check that out. And also remember, you can follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, a little bit of self-promotion for us. I myself am a WordPress professional, helping folks solve their broken WordPress website issues, along with saving money when it comes time to build out your website or even update and upgrade it. You can save yourself time and headache by spending a little bit of time and money with me to choose the right plugins and themes for your site so that you don't end up with a bunch of stuff you don't need. You can pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729. Or if you want to book some specific time with me, you can now go to wppro.ca/bookjohn and book some time with me.
Yes, and John, you know, a lot of changes have happened for me over the last couple of months. And one of these changes is that all of my clients are now really high profile membership sites. Everybody uses membership in terms of not just the gateway that they use, but also using things like Infusionsoft and social media marketing and all of the content and editorial things that go along with that. So, you know, it's a lot of membership stuff. And because of that, I wanted to develop my own program. And my own program is at membershipcoach.com. So if you want to go over there right now, I've got a sign up form that we can get you on the list as far as what, as soon as it's ready to launch, you can join in. It's pretty easy price points. It's $299 a year for all of the different courses, all of the editions, all of the monthly masterminds that we have going on, all of that. So it's a great way to pick my brain for a little cost at membershipcoach.com and on Twitter at membershipcoach.
Check it out, folks. It's a great deal. Learn all about membership sites and get the stuff hiding in Marcus's brain. All right, and I've got just a little bit of news for you. Well, interesting WordPress article for you this week. Everyone knows there's over 40,000 plugins in the WordPress repository, but did you know there are thousands of plugins, hundreds of plugins in the GitHub repository also? Now, they're not as easy to install on your website as they are from the WordPress repository, but they've made it pretty easy. This is a nice link to an article in the show notes that describes how you can go to GitHub, download the plugins you need, and they even featured a couple of plugins in here that will help you keep those GitHub plugins up to date as easily as updating plugins from the WordPress repository. Now, you do got to use a little more care with the plugins there. They're not vetted the same way as they are at WordPress, but they are still pretty good. I use a few plugins from GitHub from time to time. So check it out. It's a really great article, and it can give you some really great insights into installing some of those other thousands of plugins that are available for WordPress.
That's right. All right, well, John, looks like we got a couple of iTunes reviews this week.
We do.
And I'll start the first one off. This one is titled So Helpful, and it has 5 stars. It's by Miss Daphne B., who I have interacted with on Twitter a couple times. She was nice enough to leave us a review. There are a zillion plugins out there, but Marcus and John break it down by picking the most useful and reliable options out there. This podcast is on my top 5 must listen to each week. Thanks for all of your hard work, guys. It saves all of us a ton of time trying to navigate through the 40,000 in the repository. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Daphne.
Thanks a lot, Miss Daphne B. We appreciate it. All right, and the other one here is titled One of My Favorite Podcasts. It's a 5-star review by Jimmy Bearden. And Jimmy says, I have been building websites for several years, and I truly enjoy listening to the WP Plugins A to Z crew. You'll always learn something by listening to this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to do this for the community. I really do appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Jimmy. We really appreciate you taking the time for a review.
Absolutely. And remember, if you do leave us a review, make sure you leave your website in there, and we'll mention it on the show and put it in the show notes.
Absolutely. You get a nice link back from us.
That's right.
All right. So I guess it's time to dive into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Sounds good.
Off we go. All right. The first plugin I've got here for you this week is called Instantly. It's a premium plugin, and it's available over at Code Canyon. The link in the show notes does go to my affiliate link, so there's that. And it was referred to us by Ivan Sirik. Now, this plugin is a pretty great plugin in how it works. And what it does is it allows you to, once installed, send out instant notifications on your website from within your WordPress dashboard. The great thing it does for you also is when you look at the window it produces for you in your dashboard area, it tells you how many visitors are currently on your website. So you don't waste the time sending out a notification if there's zero or no visitors on the site, or if there's very few. So when you get lots of visitors to your site, you see them all there, you can send out a notification. You can use this for an excellent way to, hey, I'm having an instant sale available to everyone who's on the website right now. Here's your code, order and buy. Or you can use it to grab their attention, like, hey, go check out our Facebook page or whatever you need to tell them. Now, it's a really great plugin. It worked well. I started to test it out on my dev site, my sandbox page area, and I realized I needed to check this out inside the MU environment, which is what the WP Plugins A to Z website is on now. And initially when I set it up, it didn't seem to want to work correctly, but after a few minutes, it all settled down and started flowing quite smoothly, and I've got a few tests on it. Works quite well in the MU environment, which is becoming very important as more and more people are looking to use MU to save themselves lots of headaches. So check it out. It's called Instantly, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. All right, John, this first one that I've got is pretty, it's the best one of the day for me. you know, we've reviewed a lot of different plugins in the past that hook your media library up to things like Dropbox or Box or Google Drive or one of those.
Right.
This one actually hooks up your media library to all of them. So what it does is if you have an image on Dropbox or Google Drive or any of that, you hook this plugin up to your different accounts, and then it's just as easy as clicking external media and then going to those things, navigating through the different folders and finding the image that you want. Now, this is really handy if you've got a client, say, that uses Google Drive or Dropbox or any of those things. By the way, it also does Instagram, so if you wanted to pull an image from Instagram, you could do that as well. It's called External Media. Fantastic plugin. I rated it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I like the way that's looking to work. That looks like you can save a lot of time. I'm going to have to test it in the MU environment, because having multiple sites across MU, it's nice to pull images from a single source.
That's right.
So this looks like it could be very useful in that area. All right, the next one I've got here for you is called WebRanger. And this plugin here is a third-party premium freemium service. You can use the free service for it, and it is a security monitoring plugin for your website. It helps you to monitor what's going on if your website and if you have issues. The setup of it surprised me. I expected it to be a little bit more difficult because you had to go sign up. I thought you would have to go sign up on their website and then get a key and can connect it all. But no, as you set the plugin up and activate it, they give you the window where you fill out your information. If you don't have an account with them, you just fill it out. It creates the account and it automatically connects up your website to it. And then they give you a link right there that you jump to that takes you right to the dashboard they've created for you. So if your site is discovered to have any issues or problems, it'll appear in the dashboard they create for you, and it'll give you some detailed information. At this moment, I've got no issues to report or see what it's found on the website, but as time goes on, I'll come back and revisit this plugin again in the future and report back to everyone how well it's working. Anyway, at the moment, looks to be pretty decent. Check it out. It's called WebRanger, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Can't wait to check that one out. Next one, it's called Next Order Discount for WooCommerce. Now, I've done a lot of WooCommerce stuff lately, and what this does is it's just an add-on into WooCommerce that if someone places an order, you can instantly say, hey, look, the next time you place an order, it'll be 25% off. Here's your promo code that you can use during your next checkout. Now, that's a really great way to get somebody to buy into customer loyalty and keep coming back to your website. The nice thing about this plugin is it actually also creates an email to your client and lets them know about that next order discount. Really nice, really intuitive plugin. Love it. The way it works with WooCommerce, gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's a great way to help keep them coming back. And of course, everyone loves discounts, so this is really useful for those of you running an e-commerce store.
Yes.
All right, now the final one I've got here today, I've not entirely figured out all the great uses for it, but it's called Domain Check Plugin, and it was referred to us by Domain Check, and this is a plugin that will allow you to monitor your own domains, their expiration dates, monitor your SSL expiration dates. The biggest drawback I saw is there's no automated way to have the information. You basically got to enter all your domains into it manually, and then it looks like it goes and checks the Whois database to see when the stuff expires, and then feeds it back to you and lists it up on your WordPress website inside your dashboard area. Well, it's got its own dashboard page. While this is great idea and information, the other useful thing I saw with it that could be of use is if you don't already have your own suite of tools and other things happening, they give you up discount codes and coupons that you can use with different hosting providers or different domain registrars. Now, the problem I found with that is all the links look like they might be affiliate links, but they don't mention it anywhere that I could find in the information on the setup of the plugin. If it's there, it's buried in the information. So I felt that if they are affiliate links, they need to mention it. Not that it's a problem, they just should mention that that's what they're using it for, is to promote their own affiliate system. I'm not entirely certain how valuable the plugin would be in my case, because I have my own suite of tools already for monitoring my domains and monitoring my SSL certificates and also monitoring websites that expire. The one thing I was hoping it did was it would give me a way to monitor other websites that are expiring that I might be looking to purchase and hope that someone doesn't renew. I didn't see that in here. So all in all, not too bad a plugin. May or may not be of use for you, but you can check it out. It's called Domain Check Plugin, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Interesting. Yeah, the affiliate play, it seems like that was probably their motivation for creating the plugin in the first place.
That's the only thing I could figure out with it. I didn't see a lot of use in it, considering there's so many other tools for monitoring your domains.
All right. Well, I want to round it out with a very handy plugin here, and it's near perfection, but this is a free version, and there is also a paid version of it. It's called WooCommerce Product Feeds. Now, product feeds are really prominent. You see them when you do Google searches for products. You see them within Amazon, eBay, all of those different things. And basically, in order to do that, you have to have an account in order to get your products in those different services, so like Google Shopping or Amazon or things like that. But they all rely on feeds. They have an XML feed that kind of slurps in all of the products that you have and all the prices and descriptions and images and all that kind of thing. And it does become a tedious kind of manual process to create those feeds. And there are even services out there like OneFeed and a couple of other ones that would do this for you. And typically that's based on Excel, or you just edit it online. And all of those come with their own caveats and problems. This plugin, WooCommerce Product Feed, eliminates all of that because of the fact that it knows that electronic data interchange format that needs to be done through Google or Price Grabber or Price Runner or Nextag, Amazon, eBay, any of those things. It can create separate feeds specifically for them and self-update them based on your sync cycle and basically push updates of your products as you get them.
Nice.
So this puts you in the rankings of all of the rest of the people that are in Google Shopping and in Amazon and all of that that have the related product searches. Really nice plugin. The only thing that the paid version does give you a couple more features, and if I were to go with this for a client's sake, I would probably go with the paid version just because I can categorize and do other things like that. But otherwise, I thought the free version was very handy, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, great way to push your products out there for more eyes to look at and see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in this episode, I covered up Instantly, which I gave a 4 to, WebRanger, which I gave a 4 to, and Domain Check Plugin, which I gave a 3 to.
And I talked about External Media, which I gave a 5 out of 5, Next Order Discount, 4 out of 5, and WooCommerce Product Feed gave a 4 out of 5.
And of course, this is where we're going to start inserting the commercial for the show itself, and we're going to start asking you, our listeners out there, to start donating to the show. Show your support for WP Plugins A to Z. There'll be a page going up for donations, so you can go there, give a donation to the show, and show how much this show means to you to help us get on the air, help me find more time to put into the development of the website and the show itself, because as of now we're doing this for free and making the time out of our week to do this show. So
definitely. All right. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. You can send an email to john@wppro.ca, or you can book time directly with me by going to wppro.ca/bookjohn.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.